everyone. Welcome to Ladies of Sosa Podcast. My name is Sarah.
And my name is Christine. And this is part two.
This is part two of the last episode that we did. And we're just really covering the 2023 highlights, the viral moments. And this episode, we're really going to be doing the Q&A. And I know Emmanuel is not taking a FaceTime. FaceTime. Hi.
Is this Fasa?
He got scared.
Nah, well, that was the homie Fasa. He actually has a great following. He's an African who talks about African history, world history. He's actually really good. And whenever he comes to the United States, he says he wants to be on the podcast.
Perfect timing because that's what this episode is all about.
Yes, literally.
He's
African?
Sierra Diamond Mine. Sierra Leone.
Sierra Leone.
Yeah, I couldn't even say
it. Perfect. He's an African brother.
Yeah. And he also loves East African women. He loves his Kenyan women.
I love all African people.
Yeah, so we love African
shout
people.
Shout out to Sierra Leone.
We love black people in the diaspora.
He's in the UK.
Okay, we're trying to go to the UK.
We are.
Wait, when are you visiting
Janet and
the UK?
I's birthday. I want to go for my birthday.
When is that?
My birthday's in July. Janet's birthday is in June.
We're probably
so
going to go in June.
But I'm trying to go to the Olympics. Can we get someone to sponsor us? I feel like Ladies of Sosa needs to be at the Olympics. This is the first time South Sudan is playing in the Olympics. South Sudan will be playing USA.
Hey, yes.
And as American South Sudanese, that is so huge. We have to be there.
We have
so we're gonna be
help.
There.
I can't help.
Do you guys
want to
see us?
I'm gonna shut the fuck up.
No,
be
talk.
Nigga, we about to get killed.
I don't like that you don't believe in us.
Why I gotta be the United States?
It's a negative energy.
Why couldn't it be France?
We can't start the episode.
Bad energy.
I'm sorry. I love my South Sudanese brothers.
You show up, don't sit with us. Don't try to hang out with us after.
Bro, I'm going for South Sudan, but like I know what's gonna happen.
He doesn't even have faith, right?
See, we're the underdogs. We are the underdogs.
We've always been the underdogs.
We like that. We like that you're saying that, you know, we might not. The bright stars of South Sudan are gonna shine bright.
Please prove me wrong. Please prove me wrong. Please tell me y'all been in the gym.
Enemy of progress.
Y'all, please, thank you.
Am I a hater?
Big one.
Is this controversial to say?
How you gonna go against the gang?
I'm not going against the gang. I'm telling the truth. South Sudan versus America.
Okay,
America gonna whoop my ass.
Literally, y'all leave it in the comments. Who's winning?
You just said
we were gonna get killed.
We gonna get whooped.
Stand on it. We don't talk about whoppers.
We gonna get whooped.
You're talking about like statistically.
My nigga. Who do we have that's in the league right now? That's on the Sudanese national team.
All
right.
Who's playing in the American?
He's got the top 100 best players in the world.
So we're going to have to play the NBA
players. But they got some players in the NBA that are South
Sudanese.
But he's
saying they're not
on NBA level.
Except we got Wayne.
We got Wayne.
Are they playing for the national team?
I don't know. Y'all tell us.
They're either playing for Australia or somewhere else. And I'm like, why?
Don't ever underestimate.
That's crazy.
Don't ever underestimate.
I'm a South Sudanese. Y'all need to play for the home team.
Exactly.
We need y'all playing for South Sudan. It's so important. It's the first Olympics.
We need.
We're playing it. It's bigger than basketball at this point. Yeah. You got to play for the home team.
You're right.
Because what
right.
I see what you're saying. The NBA, you know, we need all our best
Now,
hitters.
Our women's team?
All of our best hitters, please.
Our women's team got a chance.
All right. So part two of this episode was like we're, you know, recapping the last episode. And we're doing the second part of our Q&A. And we have some spicy questions, y'all. Honestly, like, okay.
You gotta watch the first episode to really enjoy this one.
Yes.
So if you didn't watch that one, pause this, go watch the first one, and then come back to this so it all can go together.
We're pretty much just taking a pause from our regular panel episodes.
Yeah.
Because it's a new year. It's 2024.
We're trying to switch it up.
Yeah, we're just trying to take a little quick break and, like, honestly get the audience's feedback and tell us what y'all want to see.
Yeah, recap of the last year. Because this year?
Yes.
This year is LOS's year.
Yeah.
I'm calling it. Right here on this episode, this year is Ladies of Sosa's year.
Yeah.
2024, you're going to see so many big moves from us, and I'm manifesting that for us, and I believe it. The Olympics is part of that, and yeah, just stay tuned.
With my dogs.
So I got two relationship questions, okay?
Oh, God.
The one that we just got like a few minutes ago.
You talked about the Olympics, and all of a sudden,
the one that you asked me from last episode. I don't want to know what else is coming, but go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So there's two relationship questions. One just came in right now. It said, how do I get my South Sudanese parents to accept that I am in a relationship with a West African?
Ooh. Oh, wow. My God.
Mm. Oh, wow.
I think that it's all about you talking to your parents and letting them know this is the person who has proven themselves to be the most committed and invested and ready to take it to that level with me. And this is something that I want for myself in my life.
Yeah. What, so if, they, it's what not, if they're Nigerian?
Yeah, Nigerian or whatever, West African. They didn't specify the country. But yeah. I think that if you truly in your heart believe that this is a person for you, regardless of what country that they're from, I think you gotta fight for that and present like, this is just the person. Yeah. And I'm not looking at anything other than their qualities and characteristics. Mm. And I know what you want from me and what you're looking for me to be provided for and protected and taken care of and have someone that genuinely loves me. And this is the person that I found. You talking about qualities or you talking about superficial, like yeah. you would, what you would prefer? Because it's not always going to be in the packaging that you would prefer.
Yeah. And I wish I knew a little bit more about like how your family is.
We're already tribalistic.
My mom don't care.
Your mom is a
he's the, I think exception.
Exactly. That's why I need to know like
I think,
how their
I think
family.
We're worse with tribalism than we are with actual other Africans.
Or because, someone outside of yeah, South Sudan.
Because
yeah.
let's be honest.
I'm like, when it comes to tribalism, that's already
that's
issue,
personal beef.
A big thing. So I think
shout out to my Twitch
it's
women.
It's going to be hard regardless if you don't Love marry you someone totally. From your tribe. Because they would prefer for you to have not only a South Sudanese, but someone from your tribe. Sir, we need
if,
to hear
if
from
they
you.
Dark enough, you can lie.
Oh my God, you cannot lie.
You can lie.
No, because when it comes to culture and the
culture, accent, no, everything
you can just
is
say they're American. They lost both their parents. They're adopted by white people. Then you're good.
Do you think it's better if it's a white person or another African person or a West African person or an African American person?
Dr. Omar outfit, I would definitely damn sure ain't no white person. My so pops?
You think no matter what, if they're not South Sudanese, it's smoke.
My parents? If I ever brought a white woman home? One time I brought a white woman on FaceTime.
On FaceTime.
With my first girlfriend. Put her on FaceTime. She was like, hey, mother-in-law. She did that. My mom was like,
she did too much. That's right? That's what it was. She did too much. She did too much too soon.
Close that thing off. I was like, oh, yeah, my mom,
she
I like
did
her.
Too much
She's
too
smart.
Soon.
She tall. She everything you ever
people.
Wanted. She's just white. And then my mama looked at me in the face. She said,
Yin. That was not you.
She didn't even. She didn't even have to say anything.
Her.
She just said, Yin. And then she walked off. And I knew she was done. She was cooked.
Well, listen, to this.
It was over for her.
Young lady. Sarah. Or young man. You just tell them and whatever they feel is how they feel and you carry on with your relationship. Honestly. If you love this person, like I personally, I would never let, my mom is lenient, but I would never let my family like dictate who I love. If you love the person, you love the person. And we're all African at the end of the day. Who cares? West African, East African, North African. If he's talking to these black, we good. Yeah,
but I think also, but okay, when you started dating this person and you're like, I love this person, you really got to have a conversation with yourself. If this is a person for you, are you willing to potentially burn bridges with your family in order to be with this person?
You know what? And let's actually dive into the other question because that other question kind of correlates.
Yeah,
so we can
what else
like,
you got?
You know what? Actually, this is my question for the audience. Which one of y'all ladies of social watchers trying to holler at my boy, Chris, and my brother, big dreadheaded
Juju?
Not
you trying to hook your friends up.
Holler at them.
Okay.
Shout out to Chris Allen.
Also, they're both 6 foot and above.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The next
question is 250. Solid.
We'll combine this question with the other one. What do I do if my family doesn't approve of the man I'm with based on his tribe? They are not tribalist, but prefer I marry someone with the same traditions, language, dowry, customs, all that. What do you do?
Ooh, that's a great follow-up question for the
I know,
first
that
question,
was like,
honestly, to be honest. And think, that's just tough.
I think for the woman is easier because most of the time, inter-relationships, especially with women, a lot easier because you're not going to really be too worried about it from her perspective because her parents are just like, okay, cool. His parents is going to be the only problem. So his parents are going to be the ones that are going to have to accept the culture and get it popping because they know the truth of it is.
Is that true?
Yeah. Because like, as long as her parents get everything that they want, what would they really be too worried about, right? Because like, let's be honest with ourselves. Me, myself, like, I only date outside my tribe. I love my naked BA women, but like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to have to disagree
but what
respectfully
if,
because I feel like for women it's harder.
Yeah, it's harder.
I think because in our culture as a daughter, I just think that they're a lot more harder on us. So I feel like for guys, they might get away if they bring home a white woman or it's like, okay, whatever, we'll accept it. But like for girls, it's such more of a big deal. It's like a But for a guy, it's like, okay, he's a man. This is what he's chosen. We're just going to have to do what we can for our son. It's like, he's a man, you know? But for us, it's like, no, we cannot allow this to happen. Like,
yeah, no, you know? I agree. It's harder for women. It's like, we are the ones who we're accepting. I don't know, not necessarily. We don't have a lot of control in marriage culturally, but yet there's so much responsibility that's on us, which is kind of ironic.
Y'all can deny a nigga. You can be like, I don't like you.
We can.
True, but if you bring home a man that your family might not necessarily be excited about, I feel like
he's going to have to do more, but he's still going to be accepted.
Yeah, like, but it's like, it can be approved or denied by your family. You bring home somebody and
my stuff
can
be approved or denied? Like, if I brought on an Arab girl and my dad's like, get out of my face.
But I think you have more power to be like, well, I'm going to do it
I'm
anyways.
A man. This is what I want.
Yeah. Everybody got the power to leave. You can just like fuck it. We're in a different country.
You're right.
Screw all y'all.
I don't know why I think it's even more serious, the fact that he's just from a different tribe that her parents might not agree with.
It is.
Because there's so much personal history behind whatever prejudices they have against that tribe.
Yeah.
Or whatever they feel about that tribe, to where it's like,
it's a gang. Like, I mean, it's not a gang, but it's...
It is.
Gangs are tribal.
I mean, it's tribalism. It's tribalism. Can we just say the word? Why are we so afraid of the word
tribalism?
We stay away from that word.
It's not the same thing.
And what KK said, he said every tribe has a little bit of tribalism.
We do.
Hey, fool, I'm Dinka Boer. That's it. That's it. We only fuck with the Boer.
Even within the Dinka clans, as we've spoken about before, there might be a little bit of...
Let's be honest with ourselves. There's literal dances. There's literal difference in like the way that we rep ourselves.
But we're not going to do that. It's not that different to the point that you cannot get married, and that there should be a discourse when it comes to marriage, because we're so similar. That's crazy to be like two Dinka clans are getting married. It's like, oh no, this is controversial because there's differences.
Look, no, it happens all the time. You know, it happens all the time.
Well,
but
we convince ourselves that there's differences. No, we're not different. We're
because it's dumb. My mama said the most dope thing I ever heard. She said, you can have a woman who was tooch and she gets married to a Dinka man, right? And they're fighting each other, right? And then her sons will be like, we can send my mama back. I'm Dinka till the day that I die. What are you talking about? You fighting your cousins and the people that are strictly related to you, and you think to ourselves, it's tribalism. No, it's really gang culture, and we got to acknowledge the fact that
gang culture.
It is, because tribalism is way worse than that, because it's more intertwined with the way that we love it.
I wish this young lady... I don't know what tribe she's in.
Love who you love and get with them. Like, it doesn't matter, because they're going to have to accept it eventually. And once you have them grandbabies, if you do decide to have the grandbabies, it's over. Parents all of a sudden become way more acknowledging and better.
How about
beings.
We do this? What if we make a hypothetical tribal situation? Because they didn't specify the tribe. Yeah. Let's say it was Equatorian marrying a Dinka woman. Let's just be real.
My mom would just be like, why you want short children?
Equatorian people are not short all the time. I'm tall.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'8" for a girl. I know it's not 6 foot like Dinka people might be, but there are some tall people.
Do not come from
Equatorian people. That's tall.
My cousin's playing ball, right? Professional. Like, they're tall. Like, they're tall as hell. They're like 6'7". In our culture, honestly, it's beautiful to be tall. Like, my dad wanted me to be taller. He was disappointed. He was like,
"No, I'm joking."
He wanted me to be at least 6'1".
I play with you,
but it's
tall.
Triggering me because my dad wanted me to be.
I know
taller.
My dad the same way.
I know I'm taller than you.
You're taller than me, and I'm deep.
But you're like outlier.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
For how tall is your dad? 6'1"?
He's 6'3".
Dad made me terrified. So I'm going to have to make sure my wife is
I'm glad I didn't grow taller. Because it was hard being a tall girl. But in our culture, it's beautiful. Even Bari Chow, we have a tribal dance where we jump up like y'all.
Culture.
It's about trying to be taller. Like, height. Like, it's they're trying to jump higher.
Height can jump higher.
Wait, I'm screaming.
That's
not
what jump higher.
Is that the tribal dance? You're trying to be taller? Do you know how to do the tribal dance?
You jump. You just jump.
But you gotta elongate your leg.
It's a technique. Like, who can jump high?
Actually,
like,
can we acknowledge why the tribal dance be fire for women? Because number one, it extenuates your neck, your waist, and then the back be backing. You know what I'm saying?
We be eating that shit up.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I hate the fact that they pretend like Sudanese women don't got yams. They got yams, dog. Stop disrespecting my Sudanese women. Okay, my pops is the same way.
We didn't answer this young lady or young man's question. What is this person going to do? Because they're trying to marry someone.
Do it anyway. If your parents really hate your partner that much, you're like, all right, I'm starting a new family. Do you want to see your grandchildren? Then stop being a punk about it.
Right. At the end of the day, tribalism is a no-go in 20. We're not doing tribalism in 2024,
at all. We got too many other bigger
whatever
problems.
Tribe, whatever.
We got so many problems.
Listen, we have bigger things, bigger
as long
things to fry.
As she...
Listen, if I fall in love with an Equatorian man, that's who I'm marrying, and I'm Dinka anywhere. It is what it is. If I fall in love with a Zande person, ooh, Zande people are beautiful. God damn. Anyways,
shout out to the Fresh Prince of South Sudan, okay. Edward, our brother, representing the Zande
Big
tribe.
Shout out to Edward and the Zande.
Hey, ladies, my boy Edward is single. Holla at the boy.
Saw like a page called the Zande Princes and Princesses, and I was like, Zande people are gorgeous, and Dinka people and Nuer people. Oh, I'm sorry, the tallness, the dark skin. Tall, dark, and handsome. Listen, we're just
skin,
such beautiful people. Equatorian men are gorgeous.
All the time.
I can name 5 Equatorian men
it's
right
not
now
even,
in Dallas.
The color, obviously, our melanin is rich, but I feel like the type of skin the South Sudanese people have.
South Sudanese people are fine.
Like, your skin is so smooth. What do you use?
South
it's
Sudanese people
genetics.
Are so fine. Like,
it's
they
called,
are you
it's called we were built for the desert.
Let's make it spicy real quick. Name your top 3 South Sudanese men. I don't care. Say it. South Sudanese men and women. Oh,
don't
women.
Play with me.
No, like, you're under. Say it. I'll do it.
Go ahead, sis. It's your question. You're,
okay. I'm not answering it. Never mind. I'm
no,
shy.
You cannot back out.
Okay.
Top three
South Sudanese men. Woo! I think some of them, I don't remember their names, but one of them is Angie's cousin, your friend's Angie. I forgot his name, though.
What state? Midwest?
I think he's Midwest.
I know you're talking we could, about.
You know what I'm talking about? That's smart.
No, but get specific. Get
I
specific.
Don't remember his name. I think his name is...
Just
yeah,
send me the profile.
Yeah.
What and does then, he do? What do you know about him besides that?
All I know is he got a fire-ass smile. He's gorgeous. There's a lot of people from Australia that are beautiful, South Sudanese men and women.
All right, that was your 1. 2 more.
Just in general, I think Edward is handsome. Edward,
we
Michi?
Love Edward. Edward Michi, is like a like.
Yeah, but he's. Like
I grew
a
up with Edward. No, to me, not to you.
But no, he's too young for me. But he's still.
Yeah,
cool.
Hey, wait, like our families grew up together.
He's not doing that ageism
shit. He's literally
shit.
Like.
Time out.
When the first people who came to Dallas, South Sudanese. Like,
why are you doing that ageism thing? How old are you? How old is he? 6 years. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
He's too young.
Ain't nothing wrong
him.
With that.
He's like family That's to me. I'm so proud of him. I mean, I don't want to call him a little brother because I don't want to do
that's
him
a grown
like
ass
that.
Man.
Little, you know,
that's a grown
big
ass
Edward,
man.
Not the little one, you okay, know, please. But we grew
but
up together. I'm a few years older than him and I know his whole family knows my family. Like
Edward's beautiful.
And I'm so proud of him.
Yeah. So we're proud of Edward.
Edward, that's your number 2, Zande tribe.
Zande. Yeah. So that's what
Fresh Prince in South Sudan.
Put a name on it. Put
period.
A name on it.
If you want to know, reference the past episodes. He's been in a few. Number 3.
I'm trying to put somebody that people know, too.
Yeah, you got to give us a name.
What's a good name?
Edward.
What's a good name?
I need somebody, like, people would know. Who? Number 3. You can't think of one.
That people know?
Somebody. Anybody.
I can't. No, but we're still getting up there in representation.
That's true. Well, you know? Just Emmanuel. Top 3 South Sudanese baddies.
Oh, my favorite top 3. One of them was easily on the podcast. So, like, that's going to be easy for me. It's going to be Angir Amol, right? So, that's going to be my first one. She was already on the podcast. My other one is going to be Abye Agat. These are some unknown people, by the way, except for Amir, obviously. She's with it. And then my third one is going to be Adal Moriang. Yeah, so those are my top 3, and we'll see if if y'all agree with me. You know what I'm saying? If y'all agree,
yeah. And I just want to go local.
Yeah, let's go local.
My Dallas people, I'm gonna shout out 2 brothers, Abraham and Moses.
I knew you were going there.
Abraham and Moses. If you're from Dallas, you know DJ Mose. We have to shout out. Some of our own.
They're beautiful men. Like
I'm gonna put up some pictures. I'm gonna ask them for pictures for reference. And Abraham, yeah. We still need you on the show. Moses already came on, but we need Abraham on. He already agreed to do it, but we just need it. We need to make it happen, bro.
And the girls loved Moses, but he's married, so sorry.
Yes, he's married, but I don't know about Abraham.
Well, Abraham is gonna get married, so
we need to
tread
lightly. Have you on the show, brother?
Don't even.
You already promised me. So you need to come.
Yes, but those are beautiful men.
Yeah.
If we're talking about beautiful men, or beautiful men and women are our
men
community.
Of Sosa.
Yeah.
We don't know Australia, but I can I got to get some people from the home team from Dallas.
Absolutely. And so, y'all leave a comment, like the handsome and beautiful South Sudanese men and women in our community. Leave a comment. We were going to shout them out because we're doing Woman Crush Wednesdays and Man Crush
Wednesdays.
The men
need some too. Yes. The women said,
Wait, can the women do like gang shout out and the men do gang shout out? So like I could shout out my boys that I think are South Sudanese that need recognition.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Someone said, I don't want to ask a question. I just want to say you ladies are just so gorgeous and I love the content.
That's a white man. I could tell a white man's writing right there.
This is a black woman.
That's a white man's writing.
It's anonymous, but I feel like the way she said it, it's a black woman or African woman.
I don't think it was a white man.
That's a white man.
But thank you. That was so sweet.
Appreciate you.
My Caucasian. That means a lot.
Concubine.
Oh my god.
Thank you. Like for real. That means a lot and that's so sweet. How good is y'all Arabi Juba?
Ooh. Terrible. Trash. Garbage.
Wallahi. Ankaram Arabic. Looking.
But it's hilarious. It's really funny.
Oh, yeah.
It's so funny.
I always say this. It's like Creole French to Arabic.
Yes.
So like, can you speak Arabi Juba? Arabi Juba?
I can. I can speak it.
Say something.
I hate when people do that. What am I supposed to say?
Right.
Let's be honest. This is Negro Arabic. Intakalam Arabi.
What?
Intakalam Arabi?
Intabikalim Arabi.
I don't know, nigga. You talking to me like I'm supposed to know.
Malesh. Okay.
Let's say I'm trying to holler at a girl in
Arabi Juba.
So,
now, no more English.
Aye. Intakalam Arabi?
And Bikilim Arabi.
Arabic Basid, Basid, Bas.
Basid, Shoya, Kira.
Inta Hilwa.
Shukran.
Shukran. Bas Shukran?
Shukran.
She bougie. Let me get it popping.
How do you say she bougie in Arabic?
I don't know. I don't have. I'm terrible.
I don't know, sis. Expensive. I don't know.
I know cheap is.
I know American.
I know cheap. Harakat, like she's trying to pretend. She's trying to act like she her. Like
cheap is like I'll just say it was God.
No,
that's dirty.
That's cheap to me.
Damn, bougie ass. Anyways, I'll be like,
not you dirty.
No, okay. I'll be like, how the fuck you say money?
Gurush. Are you serious?
Nigga, I forgot about Arabic. I'm just gonna be like,
Asma, Yahil.
Ana Amrika, Ana Amrika, Gurush.
Is that Gurush? That's it?
That's it. I'm gonna be like, Grush? I got money.
That's it?
That's it.
All right, it don't take much.
Okay. She said yes.
I mean, he gets straight to the point.
I like it.
Ana Indi Gurush.
Hey, that's good. That's better than most people.
Come on, that's not smooth at all.
Bro, my shit is so terrible, bro. It's not even funny, bro. I need to get back into my mama getting in my ass.
Yeah. Like, they just be saying, ya asal, ya sukkar, ya...
Ya habibi.
Ya hilwa.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, the hilwa.
Ya hilwa.
That hits different.
You know, when I say hilwa, I think of a big pot of, like, good food. I don't think of, like...
Hilwa?
Hilwa, yeah. I just think...
Hilwa is, like, sweet,
just,
like,
I know, beautiful. I just think a big pot of, like, Queen Bemio.
Arabic is a beautiful language.
It's
actually
that's why
Arabic
Juba is so funny.
Yeah.
Because especially the insults.
Arabic is poetic. Arabic Juba...
It's
so...
When you cussing someone in Arabic... They just get straight to the ancestors. Okay. They get straight to the deep.
Yeah, form. They go for your whole lineage.
Personal trigger.
What?
When they call you stupid.
Ya balit. You know what's crazy?
No, it's whore.
No, balit.
What is whore?
Whore is worse.
Sharmuta.
Yeah, sharmuta.
Bro,
is deep.
I cannot separate sharmuta from mula sharmut for the longest. And I used to always be like, Mama, can you make mula sharmuta? And then
mula ho.
Okay. Because she just created mullah in her nether regions.
This is LOS. We need help. Any Arabic speakers? Because
like mullah, sharmuta is just she got mullah down there. Like that's what
so
she be
I will
cooking.
Always be like, you know, the mullah sharmuta is like the dry.
That's what I'm saying.
You know she got mullah.
That's crazy. That's
the guy.
Crazy work. It's a Moya.
Oh my god.
Get me off the show.
All the aunties log out the chat. for your own good.
I might be snitching here, but y'all haven't heard what the aunties and uncles really be talking about. Y'all ever catch them whenever you just like walking by?
It's too explicit. They be especially wild. In Arabic. I want to cover my ears. I don't know why. It just hits different in Arabic.
Because you remember it. All of a sudden, you start remembering language again. Can't get freaky with Arabic words because it's just too much.
It's funny. Like, I can't take you seriously.
That tells you the difference in language. Arabic is so expressive as a language that whenever they curse, you can't even use the curse words during, you know, fun time. Because it's like... But
that curse words are really interesting. It's
yeah,
like,
it means religion, curses in Arabic.
Curse your father. You know,
in America,
not dinak is like, it's different. It's like against your religion. Like, din is like, I don't know.
No, the curse is so deep and it's actually hurtful.
It's not like a F-U. It's like a... If your whole generation,
your family, where you came from,
your mother, your religion, it's beyond deep.
You know what's crazy?
It's everything you came from.
That's literally what the translation is.
It's so bad.
You just summed it up.
Somebody has to literal make, because like with Arabic, you know, that's why it has to be poetic. My Habibi. What's God? But you, what happens if
you
just...
Yeah, we're it's like...
What happens if you just...
It's so deep. It's so beautiful. Like, it's
sometimes
romantic.
I just want to pull your hair.
Take it all the way there. Is like my life. Yes. Hubi is my love. It's like, asal is honey. Sukkar is sugar.
You know what my biggest problem with that is?
When they flip on you, it's your whole generation. Your whole...
That's my problem. It's like, sometimes you just want to curse your partner out without cursing them out.
You can't. Even when you're... Sometimes my mom will get mad and I'm like... Hold on, you talking about your husband? Like, not my dad. Like,
yeah, my father. You talking about
not
me?
Not my dad.
They start with the, we're lying. Like, it's like, it's done. It's done. It's over. For you.
And you know for like a whole
and then
month.
The way they smoothing it over is like, Dalaku, come eat.
Come eat.
Food is ready.
After you just called me a whole swine of a swine.
It's so beautiful on both ends. It's so deep. It's like beautiful when it's like romantic.
It hit different.
If they go in, they're going in.
But that's the problem. That's why village beef be so deep. Because, like, they couldn't have, like, an intermediate curse word. Like, if they had intermediate curse words, I think a lot of the problems would be solved.
Don't have no in between.
It doesn't just stop at you.
Yeah.
It's like everything.
It's like,
just you. I like your mama, but you.
It's like, ruin your whole, your home, your family, your everything. It's like, everything. It's like.
Damn, my grandmama?
Like, it's either grandmama everything do? Or nothing. It's like, we either, we gang or we ops.
Exactly.
There's no in between.
Tell me, you haven't heard your aunties argue, and your auntie says something, and you like, hold up, she was talking about me in that fight. I'm on her side now.
You kind of stray.
I'm going to say it, I'm popular.
You kind of stray. You in your room, you eavesdropping, because I used to eavesdrop. That's why I understand Arabic. It's like, I could listen, but I couldn't speak it, but I knew what my parents were talking about. So when they were gossiping, talking about different stuff, like the moms and stuff, I was listening.
You ever had accidental beef with your cousins?
In the community.
You ever had accidental beef with your cousins? Because your mama and aunties just arguing for like a weekend. And now you're just fighting in the playground.
You know all the business. Yeah, you know everything.
Unpopular opinion. African people, we take it there with the kids.
Oh, they include the kids.
Oh,
yeah. That's what I said. Either you gang or you the ops.
That's why they'll say
it. It's everybody. You and everybody.
Your mama, your grandmama, your children.
Somebody will say, that's why your kid got a weird left eye.
Ooh.
And you're like, mama, do I have a weird left eye?
Kind of straight.
And you're looking at your eye, and now you realize you got a lazy eye this whole time.
Kind of straight.
Kind of
straight.
Yeah,
we take it there. We take it there. When we get mad, we take it there. But also when we love,
we love.
Do you know how many reunions have y'all had? Like, have you ever had like quote unquote breakoffs between family members? All of a sudden, you have a reunion this during Christmas time. Like, I've had so many moments. They'll have
the
family.
Did you see that meme when they be like, when the extended family leaves Christmas and then the immediate family debriefs on what was talked about?
Mm-hmm.
It's
that's
like
how
you
it
got your immediate,
so this is what it is,
and then your extended.
Here's the thing, because here's the thing, they still family though. You still protect them.
Of course,
right?
You family, but the immediate's got to debrief.
It's still like,
and the extendeds are still debriefing in the car or wherever.
Because they got their own little thing.
Yeah, because exactly. Period.
Because you know what sucks though, it's like whenever you have like three cousins and like y'all two are in the immediate and he's in the extended, and then y'all have to like.
That might be your favorite cousin though.
Yeah, you cross communicate.
You might be closer to the cousin that's like your second or third cousin than your immediate cousin, and that's crazy. But hey, you can't control who you vibe with.
And everybody got that one auntie that nobody want to mess with because she got the hands. She got the hands to the point where she beat up her husband.
Or the one that be telling everybody's business but not their own.
Yes.
Can we talk about the aunties that talk about people's business and then...
Nigga, that's all aunties. Like...
All of them?
All of them. You ever had your mama accidentally say something? You're like, mama, I told you that in like, and then it made me realize you can't tell mama.
No, when you get in trouble, all the aunties will know your business by dinner time.
I hate auntie culture.
Yeah.
I think that's
they cool until they're not. When they're not, yeah. Oh, Holy Father, help us.
Like, that's something that we need to change. But when they're cool. As a new generation of aunties.
Yeah.
Nah, because uncle culture is the same. It's just uncles don't tell you.
Well, we don't like uncle culture either. They don't gossip. They're like, I don't gossip. You know, like,
no, they gossip, but they just keep it to themselves. They don't be like, oh, my kid did this. They'll like, okay, that's what happened. But how you know your uncle knows your stuff? He'll be driving with you one day and he'll just be like, so, what's up with you failing mathematics? Do you need help? You know, I'm an engineer.
Oh, they be telling them to talk to you.
The uncles be doing it slickly. They're not going to tell in front anymore. Of it. Aunties be like, hey, John, how you fail third period? What's called?
Okay. But yeah, how old do you want to be when you get married? And then where is the best place to find single people? I think that's good.
Okay. You want to jump in or you want me to? How old do you want to be?
Tomorrow.
TikTok.
Just kidding. Well, yeah. Well, no, for real.
I'm good now. I'm any second moment.
Yeah.
Hour, day, month.
Now. I don't know how old the person that sent the question is.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, let's answer like
late 20s, early 30s for me.
Yeah. Like, I think a good ideal time is like 25, 27 area, 28.
Yeah.
If they're asking like when is a good time in general to get married, I would say maybe like 25, 27. 25, 27 is a good time to get married, but also like, don't let the numbers rush you because you don't want to meet the wrong guy because that's so important. Your partner is so important. That's going to make the trajectory of your life. So you don't want to just get married to someone just because you feel like I have to, because this person could kill your ass. Okay.
Damn.
Like, no, why you gotta go
there? Listen, put it into perspective.
People die off of life insurance. Let's talk about
Even giving birth.
Like, yeah. You just like, don't just get married just because you feel like time is getting up there or you're like, I feel like I need to get married. Yeah, I personally would say if I was talking to my daughter, I would be like, try to get married within the like 24 to 27 age range or like college. But I wouldn't like tell her that you have to.
Personally, I think after 25 for me, because I don't know if that's when your prefrontal cortex develops as a woman, but I know when I hit 25, it was just like all of the light bulbs went off in my mind. I started connecting different things and I'm like, things that happen to me, I know and understand why they happen. I just feel like as a woman, that's when you get sense. That's when you just start to understand, like you can't be manipulated as easily.
Yeah,
so it's the same thing for men. Like once we turn 25, we're not a dickhead anymore.
Yeah, it's like you kind of, you know, all right, I'm in my mid going on to late 20s, things shifted and I'm no longer in that college age frame.
But like more important, like, yes, you should know yourself, but you should also know your partner because we are taught to know ourselves. But you also should learn like who you're marrying and laying down with, because those are the people who have access to you. And I watch a lot of true crime, baby.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm sorry.
Why do y'all love that shit so damn much?
Take it dark, you know, for me as a sheltered person, it reminds me of the evil that is out there. It doesn't make me feel so safe. Like,
yeah, it's like
I have to know, like, it's real out here.
And it's always usually the person that's closest to you that will do the most harm.
That's the first people they suspect that they investigate.
So you have to be very careful of the partner that you choose.
You have to look at your partner's history. You have to look at their history of violence, if they've ever done anybody dirty.
Forget like, violence. You could easily know your partner from top to bottom, because they might have no violent history, but you might be the one.
But you know what I'm going to say? And it's like, learn what you want. I feel like in the early 20s, it's just like, okay, like if he's fun, he's a vibe or whatever. Like people who showed interest to me, I would entertain it. But when I hit 25 and up, I started to understand what I wanted and didn't want based on experiences that I've had. So I was able to be like, this is what I'm looking for. And if this person is not fitting within this box of characteristics that I'm looking for, I don't even need to entertain it because they're time wasters. And I'm in my late 20s
So what
now.
If someone's a master manipulator?
You learn that.
Y'all pretend you,
by that time, that? You've been through. But let me tell you something. Dating is not for the weak out here, especially in this generation. So by the time, hopefully, if you're dating, you will learn and you will have gone through your first traumatic dating experience. I feel like you just learn. You're like, this is what I want. This is what I don't want. This is how I want to be treated. And it helps you shape your dating experience to where women, we're always going to get approached. So people are always going to come towards you. It's up to you
the vet.
To be a filter and sort through the people that are approaching you and only focus on those who are showing you what you want to see.
I agree. I think focus, like, know yourself, but also know your partner. I think it's so important because people can show you a face, like a facade. And I think it's important to, like, vet people and, like, know them for a while, a long time. And don't get caught up in, like, I need to get married so soon, like right now, like I'm at that age and then I'm just going to marry anybody, and you don't know their background, you don't know who they are. So I think it's like a catch-22. Like, yes, women are always expected to get married at a certain age, but at the end of the day, that's not like the end-all be-all. I think you should focus on your
wealth. It's okay if you get married in your early 30s.
I think it's okay. Like,
I would challenge it by saying that, like, I think young men need to get married earlier because it prevents you from having a general spirit of, like, promiscuity, like, where you generally understand how to commit. And I think when you find, like, that perfect person, especially if you're 19 and you find a girl that's, like, riding with you throughout all these experiences and you're just chilling and y'all really working hard together and y'all build each other as y'all get older, that's, like, the perfect relationship. That age right there, if you find the person you know that you're connected to spiritually, physically, and everything else in between, you've won. Now, for us, because we've reached the ancient age, as they call us, the old ones in the dating experiences.
You're still young. You're 20-something.
Girl, I'm not going for these 20-something-year-olds. I want me an old woman. Okay. I want me a woman 28 and above.
All right. Well, just to wrap it up, this has been a very interesting conversation, but we don't want to end the episode without highlighting. This is my favorite part that I've been looking forward to. Highlighting our South Sudanese people right now that are doing their thing, killing it, that we have just done our research, went through social media. And if you guys have anybody else that we're going to miss and you want to nominate, please send them to us.
Yes.
But we want to highlight people in all sectors, whether it be music or artists, or it be people in business, or it be people who were influencers or who were athletes. So
all that.
For this last chapter, we want to give our South Sudanese people, their flowers that we see killing it.
The first organization that we want to highlight is the Seed Network. They are amazing. They are pretty much, and they're based in Australia, and they pretty much highlight the stories, and they try to, like, empower people within the Australian diaspora, whether it's not even just South Sudanese, whether they're Aboriginal, like Nigerian, like East African. Like, they literally highlight the whole entire Black diaspora in Australia, which is so similar to what we do. And I feel we resonate so much with them. Even before we started the podcast, I was following them. And I know you were following them too, Christine. And it was just like, wow, like, they're doing amazing work. They're very wholesome. And I feel like we have to give them a shout out. Big shout out to the Seed Network.
The Seed Network. You guys, please follow them and check them out. Yeah. Their whole thing is empowering African Australians. Amazing content. I think the person who started it is actually South Sudanese.
He is South Sudanese. 100%.
Yeah, so we have a similar mission to what he's doing and similar type of content. So we just want to highlight him.
So. Yes. So big shout out to the Seed Network. And thank you so much for all that you do for the Australian diaspora, but also for us, because you are inspiring us as well. So thank you so much.
We hope to collaborate with you in the future and keep doing your thing in the 2024
year. Yes, keep going. 2024 is going to be a great year.
For sure. Okay, so next, I want to highlight someone here on the stateside.
Yes.
Who is doing their thing, has started something from scratch. I don't know, Emmanuel, if you know about them, but we want to highlight So Elite Basketball. Majak Winyan, he is the founder, and basically their whole mission is it's a basketball camp.
It's a basketball camp, and they're empowering, like, South Sudanese and other Black people from the diaspora through basketball.
Yeah, so they have a basketball camp where they train different athletes. And I was on their website last night, but I think they've helped a number of athletes be able to get full rights scholarships.
I think it was over 50.
To be able to go to college fully funded through athletics and basketball, basically. So I think that that is such a powerful accomplishment and mission. And they are going to have a basketball tournament. I'm not sure if it's a tournament, but it's called the Madame Qual Classic. on February 16th through the 18th in Manchester, New Hampshire. You are around that area or you're looking to support, that is something that you can go out to. And shout out to Majak. He's doing so amazing. We're so proud of what you're doing. They have Wenya and Gabriel as their ambassador, brand ambassador. And I think that's such a big move, especially for basketball, especially with what Wenya is doing for basketball in the NBA, but not only basketball in the NBA, but basketball as far as the Bright Stars and our basketball team, South Sudanese Basketball Federation. Yeah, so I think that that's just a really cool crossover.
Yeah, and I love to see like African South Sudanese people be in charge of like the basketball scene, because I think a lot of times we get exploited when it comes to our talent.
Yeah.
And when we as South Sudanese people take control and say like, no, like we are going to help and we're going to like, you know, avoid or try to stop areas where we're getting exploited, I love that. And I see that with Majak and like when Yen coming in and like coming into the fold. I'm so proud to see that, because Majak was in the NBA and he's doing his thing. And then like just all of them, like we're putting our minds together to say like, this is what we're going to do to benefit South Sudanese, but also not exploit them. So it's just so important. And we're so proud. And we just want to give you guys y'all's flowers. So thank y'all.
February 16th, if y'all can make it to Manchester, New Hampshire, be sure to be out there and support a South Sudanese brother. Who's next?
Kush Convos podcast. We want to give y'all a big shout out, because y'all always been supporting. You guys have always been consistent. You guys are doing your thing. And you guys are doing amazing. We're so proud of you guys.
Another South Sudanese podcast, if you guys are looking for one. Yes.
I think one is South Sudanese and one is Kenyan. Kenyan South Sudanese. Correct us if we're wrong, but I feel like you're both like Kenyan and South Sudanese, and then one is like fully South Sudanese. But either way, you're from the Black Diaspora, East Africa, and all that. We love y'all and we appreciate y'all, and keep doing. Y'all follow. We're going to put the link right here.
Yeah, you guys are so supportive and we appreciate it. And we just wishing you guys all the success in this new year, 2024. Keep pushing, keep striving for our country. And we support you guys just as much as you support us.
Yes. Nilotic Images. Follow them.
On Instagram, Nilotic Images, they're doing their thing.
Yes.
They also support us. They'll post us on their stories or whatever. Really appreciate that, because they have a big following. They've been doing their thing for a while. They're consistent and they're just uplifting South Sudanese people in our image. So we love them.
We love that. Moya IV is in Juba. She creates IV. What is? I'm not really.
I think it's like electrolyte supplements or whatever.
She makes supplement like energy drinks and like powder form.
The little packets.
Which is based in Juba, which is like. Y'all don't understand like how amazing that is.
She's a woman, South Sudanese woman.
Like a South Sudanese based business that like started by a woman, a CEO, like that's a woman in South Sudan. And it's just like so amazing that you're doing this, Julia. We're so proud of you. You may not know us personally, but we love and we're so proud of you.
Congratulations. Also, she's getting married and we just wish you all the best in your marriage and in your business endeavors.
Because South Sudan is like, it's like a blank canvas. It's a new country and we're like literally everybody's working to build it. The fact that you are like working on building the private sector with your business is amazing. And you're a woman, like, you know, all the cards are stacked against us and you've persevered, and we're so proud of you.
I want to go to the itinerary babe.
We love her finance.
The itinerary babe, Lona. We don't know you personally, but I've been following you for a while and you're killing
it.
Your
know her content. Personally. That's my sis on Instagram.
She's my social media sis. Okay, I support her so much. She's beautiful, first of all. Gorgeous. And her content is top tier, the quality. And she's a luxury travel planner. She has her own business. And if you guys are planning on taking a trip, let her hook you up with the best hotel accommodations and just kind of set you up properly. I love her content. She's doing her thing. She supports us and we support her.
Yeah.
And we definitely want to patronize her business soon, but keep doing your thing. Y'all go follow her. Yes. Like, we got to support our own. And she's a beautiful South Sudanese babe doing her thing. So,
And when
shout
we
out
travel,
to you.
When we travel, we need to use.
Definitely.
Lona.
She's trying to put together something for the Olympics. So,
South Sudanese people, we're trying to link up
with her.
Yes. South Sudanese people are trying to go to the Olympics. We all need to collaborate with Lona, like the itinerary babe.
I want to travel. We all want to get outside, see the world. So why not have someone plan an amazing trip for you, find your accommodations, and then, you know, patronize a South Sudanese person.
Also, I want to shout out First Gen Goat. That's the Cuzzo, a.k.a. The family member, Dowdy. He's doing some training and some stuff for the young Sudanese people out here in North Dallas and Garland area. And I love to see him do his thing. In between,
shout out to Dowdy.
Shout out to the cuz old Dowdy. He doing
I love
his
Dowdy. How are you Dowdy's cousin? That's my mom's best friend's son.
Juju. Well, I've known Dowdy since he was little.
Me him and Juju. Too.
I've heard Dowdy's name so many
that's
times.
That's Auntie Firdos. Shout out to Auntie Firdos. Yeah. We love you, Auntie. Like, that's my mom's best friend's son. Shout out to Dowdy. We definitely want to figure out how we can do something this year with him.
He was
same
doing
thing
it with
something
Edward. With Juek. Juek was helping out the offensive lineman. Really? And, like, doing some strength training
for them.
Yeah,
shout out
to
Dowdy. We got to have him on. He was supposed to be on last season. We got to get you on this season.
We do.
So, shout out to Emmanuel for shouting you out. And come on, bro. We family. We family. We grew up together.
And then, real quickly, Akeem Aquace, he has, like, a barbershop in Minnesota. Like,
he's been killing
he's
it
been
for
killing
a while
it for a long
now.
Time.
We got to give the bro his flowers.
Literally.
He's been doing as far as entrepreneurship for a minute
so
now.
So is he doing their edge ups with chisels? Because that shit is cold. And I don't
not
know why
chisel.
You niggas out there.
He's saying, he said the chisels. He
it's
said
cold
that's
out there.
What is a chisel?
To the gods.
Nigga, they frozen up there, nigga. They click, 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 click.
Not only that, he's putting South Sudan on the map because he is cutting for some NBA players.
Yeah,
he got his
own
shop.
Oh, he liked it like that. Shout out to him.
I don't know if they opened up a second location. I'm not sure. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I wouldn't be surprised.
All I know is that he's doing his thing. He's hiring other brothers to work in the business and putting them on too. So shout out to Akeem Aquay.
Shout out to Akeem. We're so proud of you. We've been proud of you for a long, long time.
For
and,
sure.
Though. And we love to see like South Sudanese killing it in different avenues, different like.
My last shout out is going to be a comedian. He's already big, but it don't matter because he's still my dog. Shout out to China Jack. Y'all have seen him on TikTok, y'all seen him on Instagram. He does a lot of the sketches out there. He's in Melbourne. He's one of them dudes that like I really rock with. He's another one that hopefully is a future guest in the next year on the podcast. So shout out to that the homie out there. And the last one, obviously, it's gonna be sister biased. It's gonna be shout out to Blue Nile.
Blue Nile, come we on. Love Blue Nile.
Well,
hold on,
sister.
Seasons needs to drop. ASAP.
Well, I mean, she just dropped another song and just dropped the visuals, so.
Okay.
And I just sent
plug
you the
it.
Visuals.
What's the name of the song? What's the visuals?
You'll see it in the visuals.
Okay.
Because I completely forgot.
All right.
I have one last special shout out.
Go ahead.
Our sister. Our love.
Nima.
Original for lifer. Ladies of SOSA.
Nima Tang. We love Nima.
We love Nima is our sister, and we are so proud of her. We got to keep giving her her flowers. And YouTube actually recently gave her her flowers officially. If you guys have not seen that video, you guys need to go see it. We're going to link it below. Sarah and I like got emotional watching it just to see her whole journey from the beginning. A lot of that stuff, like when she first started, that was around the time that we were shooting. So what she's done for the industry and for dark skinned girls and for like the makeup industry and for like inclusion is so huge. So
and we're so proud of you, Nima. Like you are forever our sister.
For sure.
I feel like I like you have never changed. You're still the same Nima that I met in Dallas. Like there's no difference. Like I can't even like I'm just like this girl is Hollywood. She's in Hollywood living her life, but she's not even any more. She's
you've
not
gotta indifferent. Watch the video to
it's just like
see
you don't even
all
like,
that she's
it's
done.
So tough.
They did it so beautifully, and they just talked about her story and shown like how influential she has been in the beauty industry.
Yeah, and I'm so proud of you. Like you have never changed like as your character. And I'm so proud of you. You've always been a great, amazing person.
And I look up to Nima. Yeah. We all looked up to Nima. And
you deserve
to see
all
what
of it.
She's done and for her to maintain her integrity and who she is as a person is so inspiring for Sarah and I and Adore and all of the ladies of SOSA, the original ladies of SOSA. We really are so inspired. So we got to save the best for last as far as us, Nima. You got to give you your flowers.
Shout out to her.
Stay tuned. To LA. And
She knows. As far as makeup, if you can go in the store right now and see your shade, if you go into Sephora and you see those dark skin models, if you can get bronzer for your skin, you gotta look out to Nima.
Nima and
because she let
Jackie
people
Ina.
Know that we were here.
Yeah.
Jackie Ina, but Nima for the
the different spectrum.
The South Sudanese. Yeah. Melanin rich babes.
Shout out to her for doing things that people gave Rihanna credit for.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't do
so,
that.
I'm sorry. Okay, maybe I'm throwing some shade.
Hey, that's his opinion and he's sticking to it.
I'm gonna stick by it.
Shout out to the South Sudanese musicians, the artists, John Deezy, Baffle J, Ngor, Single D, Focus. That was my favorite song of 2023.
We wish we had more time to give you guys your flowers.
Yes, we're going to make an episode dedicated to our musicians, but we just had to mention you guys. Thank you guys so much. Sarah, you want to round us out?
Yeah, I just want to say, like, it's been an incredible 2023. It's coming into 2024, and we're so grateful for, like, all the support that you guys have shown us. It's been scary, I'm not going to lie, for me. I don't know. I don't want to speak for Christine, too. It's been scary for you, too.
Okay, yeah, I never could have expected the feedback, but I'm happy we're here.
Yeah, it's just been, you know, it's been a roller coaster, and we're so grateful that you guys are, like, growing with us, living, like, you know, our truths with us, and correcting us if we're wrong or disagreeing or whatever it is, just saying your opinion respectfully, because, you know, just respectfully. And we love that, because sometimes, a lot of times, I'm like, I don't want to tell, I don't want to speak too much because I'm afraid of, like, how the internet will rip me apart. Right. But then I realized, like, Ladies of Sosa is my safe space.
Yeah.
People there, like, will understand what I'm saying, you know? Like, they'll understand, like, they know us. Even if they don't agree, they're there to, like, listen and understand, and they'll just tell you that they disagree.
For sure.
And, like, I don't want to, like, look at, like, our platform as, like, an enemy. I want to be able to, like, really be real and raw. And I feel like I'm learning to be that. And I'm so happy. It's just beautiful. Like, it's like an outbreak, like breaking out of an egg.
Yeah.
And because I was always feeling like I'm scared because I don't want to get attacked and, like, people are going to be so mad at me. But I feel like
you're doing amazing, sister.
No, you're doing amazing. I'm always proud of you. No, you're doing amazing.
Y'all both doing great because y'all both learning things that, like,
I don't want to be cheesy, like,
oh, I love you.
But it's like we work with each other every single day. So it's just like I'm just really proud to see over the years. LOS is not new, it's been going on for a long time now. And you got to lose to learn how to win. I'll say that.
What's the phrase? To be an overnight success, people don't know how many years of work
exactly
before.
Yeah. And shout out to the audience, our supporters,
shout out to Emmanuel. Big shout out to Emmanuel.
Shout out to Emmanuel.
We love you, big.
Big.
When we win, we want Emmanuel to win with us.
Wherever you are in the diaspora, let us know where you're from. We want to know where you guys are from. Whether you're from you live in Belgium, or you live in England, you live in South Sudan, you live in, like,
shout
America.
Out to my Swedish Sudanese.
There's a lot of Swedish
weirdo
people.
Language.
Oh, where's our biggest, like, demographic from? It's like America,
Australia, Canada, and the UK. Right.
So we want to know where you're from. Leave us a comment on what you want us to talk about next year.
Yeah.
This year.
And we'll see you in the next episode. Thank you so much. Like, comment, share, subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one.